Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have some folks from the Sitka Fine Arts Camp's Historic Preservation Program. Crew leader Larry Jackson is back to talk about what's going on over at the Whitmore Building. And we also have interns Amanda Carson and Sonia Neidorf. Welcome to Morning Edition, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Well, let's see. It's a new year. It's the fifth year of the historic grant-funded Historic Preservation Program over on the Sheldon Jackson College campus, the Sitka Fine Arts campus now. And Larry Jackson, you've been with the program for quite a while.
3 years.
3 years.
So I started when the program began to change function just a little bit in the way it was organized. And it began in 2012 with the effort of Jonathan Christ Tompkins to bring about a dozen Yale students here to do something meaningful other than just work at Wall Street or some other similar summer internship. And it's progressed into being a more organized and grant-funded program that has drawn people from colleges all across the country.
So would you mind telling us a little bit about the work that's been done in years previous and what you all are working on this year?
So in the first 2 years, they worked mostly on helping restore Allen Hall, I believe. I don't not know a lot about that, but they did a lot of sanding. So if you're Dell Shirley Room, you can look at the big fir beams, and all those were sanded by hand. The first internship group spent hours doing that. In my first year in 2014, we restored the roof of the laundry building, and that was quite a challenge. It's one of the historic quad buildings, and then last year, we worked on removing the south-facing facade of North Pacific Hall and restoring it completely from the siding, sheathing inside to adding new waterproofing and new shingles, restoring casings, exposing some architectural features that had been hidden for decades, and repainting it in the Sheldon Brown color that's traditional.
Now, what's happening with the Whitmore facade this summer?
We're doing very much like we've done with North Pacific Hall. We're tearing off the shingles on the south-facing facade, re-waterproofing, restoring the shingles, once again replacing rotting wood and repairing window casings, exposing again some architectural panels that had been hidden, repainting, and fixing a few other features that, unlike North Pacific, were in dire need of assistance for this building.
What are some of those features?
The buildings are designed in a craftsman Western stick style. So they have wooden shingles on the outside, and then they have a lot of sort of architectural details that make it seem like a timber building. And on near the peaks in the center of the building, you can see some apparent timbers sticking out. Those are actually faults. And those corbels have, in some cases, rotted out completely, and we're working on restoring some of those. They're sort of minor in the overall project, but they're very dominant when you actually look at the building.
Well, we'll talk a bit more about the work that's happening, but first I'd like to introduce the interns who are here this morning. Amanda Carson, tell us a bit about you, where you come from, and what inspired you to apply to this program.
I'm from Westchester, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia. I'm finishing up at St. Joseph's University in a semester. I study history and secondary education. I wanted to come to Sitka and really get a hands-on experience, especially studying history. It's a lot about what's in the textbook and lots of essays. But here I can really kind of solve a mystery. And when we pull off the shingles, we don't know what we're going to see. And documenting everything, it's really a hands-on addition to my college experience. So I just wanted to come out here and, of course, explore Southeast Alaska, and it's been beautiful. So it's been treating me well so far.
Have you learned anything interesting historically, anything that's really jumped out at you from this experience?
Probably the fact that you're constantly surprised. We'll pull out one shingle, and Sonia the other day found newspaper from the 70s, which obviously the building was built in 100 years ago, but the fact that people still were adding on to it and insulating it with newspaper from the 70s is just things that you don't really expect, and you're constantly surprised by what we find.
You know, that's really interesting. It's just such a tangible example of how, you know, when we think about history, we think of something stuck in time, but in reality, history is living and breathing amongst us all the time.
Definitely.
Anyway, Sonja Nydorf, tell us a bit about yourself.
I grew up in Vermont mostly, and I go to St. John's College in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where we do a lot of, it's a great books college, so we read a lot of philosophy and classics, and it's a lot of sort of metaphysical discussion and has very little to do practically with sort of tangible objects, the real world, all of that. So I wanted to come here to sort of have a contrasting experience to that and find a way to sort of get my hands on something and make a physical difference. And this has been totally perfect for that.
So why has it been perfect? What has really impacted you?
Just learning, I think learning how to, I mean, you live in buildings all of your life and you never think about all of the work that it took to put it up and, you know, what kind of insulation is there and, you know, how did you nail in this panel and all of this, I don't know. It's a lot of developing a new appreciation for the world in which we're living now. And I've been working a lot in the wood shop, just sort of crafting the more finer points of the building, I guess. And that's been really interesting because, you know, wood doesn't always come in the shape you want wood to come in. And I always sort of took it for granted, and I don't anymore.
Well, Sonja and Amanda, what do your days look like? Paint us a picture.
Well, we usually wake up, have breakfast. Usually we rush through it because we like to sleep. So we have like a 5-minute long breakfast. We head to the work site at 8 a.m. We have a brief meeting where we talk about what we have to get done for the day, kind of our status. Larry goes over safety measures, so we're always the safest on the work site we can be. And then we just go out, break off into our tasks. We usually work as one big group, but some people go off and do smaller tasks, like Sonja's in the workshop a lot. And then we break a lot. We snack every 2 hours because we're always hungry. And then we break for lunch for an hour. We come back, have another report about where we're going for the day, get back to work, stop at 4 o'clock, clean up for a half hour, and end at 4:30 with another meeting of our progress for the day, anything we need to look forward to in the weeks to come. And we just repeat that Monday through Thursday.
Now that you've had an opportunity to really get your hands dirty, do you think this experience has impacted your plans for the future at all?
I think it's really made me want to go into a career in which I do have access to hands-on activities and the outdoors. I'm really appreciating that after being in an academic setting for 4 years straight. I really value being outside and being able to work with my hands. So definitely remembering that when it comes to looking for careers in the future.
Sonja, what about you?
I don't know about plans for the future in terms of careers, but I definitely want to keep this appreciation for sort of all of the hands-on work that has to go into all of the structures around me. And I'd like to keep doing it at least on the side in terms of just working with wood.
Larry Jackson, you are an expert on historic preservation, and you are also an expert on working with young interns and keeping everybody organized and safety conscious, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's my background is in occupational safety, and so I bring them many horror stories of occupational injuries. But we really focus on training them in both the personal protective equipment and how you work on a job site, communication between workers, how to erect a scaffold, because now we're working on a two-story high scaffold. And I think it's a component that adds to the program where we have Pete Weiland as our contractor who tells us about the construction things. I brought in a friend, Randy Bartholomew, who works in the shop, and he's doing the moldings, rebuilding those using historic jigs. And so we have quite a team that's helping do this rehabilitation of Sheldon Jackson's various buildings.
How much is left on the facade of Whitmore?
We're finishing up the painting today and tomorrow. We have a little bit of woodworking restoration to work on. And then on Thursday, we'll be taking down the scaffold. We anticipate that we may not finish a section of the almost three-story high gable roof that's over the entrance, but we should have everything else completed by Thursday afternoon.
And what's next after Whitmore? Is there another season in this program?
I certainly hope so. It's been great. And I believe that we've had a good opportunity in recent past to get funding through Alaska State Preservation Funds. And I hope that's able to continue, and then we can work perhaps on Fraser Hall next year.
Great. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning.
Thanks.
Thank you.
For having us.
We've been speaking with Larry Jackson, crew leader with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp's Historic Preservation Program, and two interns with the program, Amanda Carson and Sonia Neidorf.